Good morning, everyone. I've got 8:30, so let's get started. We'll drop down to item 8, unfinished business. OBCC 7024. This is OBCC that the board tabled at their last meeting. Under 9A, an invoice from Kerrigan Excavation for snow removal efforts. 9B, Kenny, if you're available, you may be asked a question or two on that one. If you're on this call. Which I don't see you yet. C, rescinding the 2024 snowstorm emergency declaration. Like that, consideration of Colorado Department of State 2024 election improvement grant. I'll take that one. That's regarding the replacing the swing doors up front here at the courthouse with sliding doors. 2024 snowstorm clearing efforts from Universal. Same, but from 4J Hotshots for item F. G, consideration of Perry Stokes Airport Liability Insurance. Christy and or Paula. H, invoice from Rimrocks for snow removal efforts. I'll take that one. Approval of resolution 23026 for an extension. Bob, you'll be taking that one. Consideration letter of support for COSI. Myself and or Paula. UMWA's MOU. Take that. Consideration of Judicial Department's grant project completion of courthouse design, county courtroom. Christy, I'll probably ask you to comment about that one. And M also. Financial matters, Christy, those are all yours. Executive session, vacancy and budget. And I think Chrissy, you'll need to be part of that budget conversation. And with that, we will do updates. Bob, you're first. And condolences, Bob.
Oh, thank you. just kind of trying to catch up on a lot of stuff. I'm going to have to schedule a pre-application conference for another solar facility. They contacted me last week, so I'll get that set up. I also have a getting ready for, we'll have to set up for planning commission meetings because I've got a couple of items, one of them being road vacating. And I got another call today from Desert Eagle Operating to set up another compressor, helium compressor site. I haven't talked to them because I'm not sure where that's going to be. So, it's kind of just been a little hectic for us the last week or so. So just trying to catch up.
Okay, a question about another compressor station. Is that because they're starting to extract more helium? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming. I have... I haven't gone through them yet, but I have five more applications for drilling of wells. It was sitting on my desk this morning. So, but it's five more wells.
Okay. Joe? Joe, you're on mute.
There we go. Is that better?
Much.
Thank you. The EMPG grant, I met with Christy and Travis last week. We went over the narrative and they made corrections to my goals and things for next year. With that, I need a update once we decide on the budget on if this is still going to stay part-time or we're going to move it to full-time. I need to get that budget information uploaded into the system. And it's real critical this year. They're not going to accept any applications past January 10th. It's due on the 1st with a grace period of the 10th, but after that, it's cut off. So I got to make sure everything is right and updated and reviewed by Christy so I can push the submit button and so we don't have any issues with that. With that, we'll have an updated job description that has to be done every year, signed by the chairman of the board and probably myself or Christy to upload that with the documents. With that, I'm uploading all my certifications I did last year, so everything's up to date. Again, it's just critical we have it done as quickly as we can. I've got everything in place. All we got to do is make sure everything's correct and submit it. On the 4th, we had the training session across the street at the police department. It was awesome. It went well. I thank Sean. He got me all the food and everything, and it worked out perfectly. We had 30 people there, 24 signed up. We had a few no-shows and a few walk-ins. So it was very, very successful. Everybody seemed to enjoy it and get something out of it. So it's just the beginning to touch base with everybody. We'll have more and more of these trainings as time goes on, because now we're going to have to fill the slots in the EOC with, you know, a designated person and at least one backup in case of an emergency. So everybody's starting to understand how that system is supposed to work. So I was really, really excited about that. Friday we had the hot wash with the commissioner, a couple of the commissioners and a few of the players in the incident. I'm updating that right now for you, Phil, so you can have it for the file. And then I'll also be putting together a complete dossier on the fire, on the the snow incident, so we can get everybody will have that as an electronic file, and we'll start setting these up incidents so everybody can find them. And now we can, you know, go back to see what we did wrong or what we did well, and you know, make that thing a little more sophisticated. The CWPP grant is coming. I got notification a few weeks ago that the formal document, they wanted some more information from me. I sent that onward, and they're waiting for the formal handover of that. So we'll be able to start that grant probably sometime in January. We should have that documentation. Let's see. I think that's... Oh, we have to submit a grant. Christy, we talked about that for the cyber... Homeland Security grant. We might look at that, submitted in there, and then we'll find out what our balance is. And I will approach Larissa and the rest of the emergency managers in our section to see if we have extra money, if we can spend that, and what we can spend it on. So, and that's all I had.
Okay. Keith?
I don't have much. just this week, we're working on getting ready for the snow event tomorrow. And I'll be working with Brandy on getting some job postings going. So, but that's it.
Okay. Paula?
I would like to say thank you to everybody that kind of filled in while I've been back and forth. I am trying to go through emails first, and then I will kind of sort through different piles that I have here on the desk and go from there. I do need to also say that Haley's reconstruction surgery is the 11th, so we will be out of the office on the 11th, but we will be here the 10th, and we'll be back. You know, that's the only day we'll be gone, the Wednesday.
This Wednesday?
Yes, and then my father-in-law's services are on the 20th, so we will be out on that Friday. And then I hope things calm down.
I do too, for your guys' sake. Sean?
All right, so today we have an issue with Frank Cantoria's comp time not coming over, so when we get done with this, I'm hopping on with Tyler. I'm getting ready for the 2025 nonprofit grant information. I'm getting that all ready. And then just daily stuff, but those are kind of my two big projects I'm working on for this week to get, or today and this week to get done. So.
Okay. Christy?
Let's see. Real quick, Joe Richards, I sent you the cybersecurity balance on Friday so that you can upload or ask them if you could actually get what we spent as of now, as of 2024. And there's a balance of, I think, like 30, like 3,000 or more. So okay. I'm hoping they'll reimburse us for that since that's a 2024 expenditures. And then we can see in 2025 what we spent the balance on. Okay.
Okay. It's yeah. Okay. I'll take a look at that.
You the whole packet.
Okay, great.
You can upload that to them and be done with 2024's expenditures. Okay. Perfect. And then we can look at on the balance and then see what they'll let us spend the rest of the 3,000 on.
All right. I'll pull that up and get that over to Larissa. Thank you.
Sure. You're welcome. I'm waiting on budget to talk to commissioners tomorrow. I'm working on all of my first of the month stuff that I'm barely starting now. So I'm a little bit late because, you know, the December is always tough for us, but everybody's new insurance is entered. So we've got that for, and if any employee has any problems, please let me know. But I had Krista go over with them. I'm pretty sure everything is correct on their new insurance that we just did. Other than that, Brandy, remember the 16th, I need fuel. So that, because this is the end of the year, so we want to make sure we get everything in by December. Time and attendance, let's see what we've got. We will, for the 31st, we'll lock on the 18th, so that only gives us 3 days, 16, 7, and 18, because then with the holidays, the two different holidays or the four holidays, we have to get it uploaded either by the 23rd or the 26th. And I think the 26th is too late, so we have to get it uploaded by the 23rd. So it's another short one, December is. And then I think once January comes, I think we'll go back to normal. But so we only have 3 days to review it, us to lock it, and then 2 days to get the spreadsheet done. And I think Kristen and I are going to do the upload because Sean is on vacation.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I think that's it. And then hopefully we'll be done with everything. Also, mill levy's coming. I got to get mill levy done as well, too, before the 17th, because that's when budget is due as well, the 17th. So it's a short week. And we have lots to do.
Okay. Also thinking of vacation. If things work out, I'll be taking the 23rd through January, whatever that is, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, through January 5th off, like I typically do. And then, Christy, I don't know if you got my meeting notice. I sent it from my iPhone, so I don't know how it worked. But Junie's wanting to meet at 9:30, my office. Okay.
I got it. I'll be there.
All right. Brandy?
Let's see. So I'm working on payroll. I'll have that grant 9748 hopefully done by Thursday this week for the entry for the report. Just working on invoices, clothing invoices, the fuel, my fairground stuff. Christy, I'll get that fuel report for you by the 16th.
Brandy, are we gonna pay 9748? Have we paid them yet?
No, Phil, we haven't paid them. Were there questions on that, Phil, for the invoice on that from ANS? Is that who it is?
I've not seen an invoice.
Yeah, I haven't received an invoice either. Or I haven't seen one.
The work was completed in 24. I'd like to pay them in 24. The same with the Main Street one as well, the one by Honey. I'd like to get them paid as well. And our last check one is the 18th, so I would like to get those paid.
Okay.
Okay.
I typically don't reach out to a contractor to send us an invoice, but I will in this case. And then also, just a side note, the city committed $50,000 to this project. So once we get the invoice, get it paid, someone will have to invoice the city for the $50,000.
Okay. And I think that is it on my end. I'll get that. If I got that fuel invoice, Christy, I'll get that sent over to you for that delivery to the fairgrounds. But to you and Krista, but I believe that's all I have as of right now.
Speaking of fuel in the fairgrounds, did all the Did you guys get that to find a balance, finding all the, or Krista did, or somebody did, finding all those single deliveries that were made, those small quantities? Remember, weren't they missing?
I went through everything and I found everything and I made the adjustment.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Because I went back 3 years, 3 years. So it wasn't a lot, but it was enough to give it to catch it up. So, and if I need to go back further, I guess I could.
Okay, well, good job. Thank you.
I have one question. The swearing in for the newly electeds, I have the document kind of ready, but I needed the judge and I needed the time, I believe. I think that's what I needed. What do you have any idea?
What we do last time.
And that's what I'm using is that same form, but the judge on there was the one that retired, the lady Gerbach. So I do I get with Carrie on all that?
Yeah. As far as dates go, did we do it after a board meeting or how did we do that? I don't remember.
I believe it was Felix or somebody somewhere along the line has told me the January 7th meeting, that it would be before the January 7th meeting.
Is that what we did last time, or do you know?
I'm pretty sure it was before, Paula. It's always been before.
Before the meeting?
It's always been before the meeting.
Before the first meeting of the year?
Correct.
Okay.
It's always has been, but you can maybe ask, but I'm pretty sure it's always been before.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense because the newly electeds would be, in this case, Bob, he would be part of that first board meeting. Anyway, if you would, check with Carrie, Paul. I'm not sure how.
And do we do the DA? Do you remember if we, is that state or is that us?
I think that was us when Henry got that 4 years ago.
Okay. And then I have all the resolutions ready for that first meeting. I think I sent them to you and Pam just for review. I think I just had. I don't, my mind is so boggled. I might have had a question on something, but I think I sent them to you guys for review.
Also, maybe reach out to Pam. I don't know statutorily if all the new elected officials need to be seated by a certain date. I think statewide, I think it's the 20th of January, but check with Pam also.
Okay.
And see what she says. I don't remember any of that.
Okay.
Hey, Paula, do you have the holidays ready?
Do
we wait for the commissioners to approve it first and then we start entering them into time and attendance?
Well, I wondered about that too, because then that very first one is there right there in January somewhere.
Well, we could probably enter that one, but then the rest, maybe we should wait till the commissioners approve just in case they have any questions and then we could start entering them into time and attendance.
Okay.
Okay.
I can get you that list just so that you guys can just kind of review it and make it. It was all the standard everything.
I'm going to let Sean do it, but I'm going to have him show me how he does it.
Okay. Also, we have the trash bid that will be on the meeting for the 17th, and that we need him to have him on the 13th. And so far, I've had like zero. Well, we have one trash company in the community, and they didn't even respond to my email. But I was going to make a phone call today just to see if I should do something else.
Okay. On a side note, is everybody's HVAC system working? Okay.
All my hands are cold right now. I think I'm set on 69, it says right now. But it just, to me, it just keeps throwing out cold air. Or it'll get the room warm and then it'll start throwing cold air.
Yeah, mine's just throwing out cold air.
Okay, I will get a hold of Joseph because mine's showing the same 69. I got my heat set at 74 and it's not doing anything right now.
It, Phil, did they give you a balance report on the mechanical system? That's pretty much a system that balances everything to make sure everything is working rightly. If they haven't done that yet, they need to do that.
No, they haven't. Last when I talked with Joseph, I think it was Thursday, they were still trying to, I think they had a, what did someone tell me, a pinch in a line somewhere or something that they were still trying to
yeah
to get straightened out. But no, we haven't done finals or anything else yet. I may get you involved if when it comes to that, though, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Okay, with that, I don't have anything else. Thanks, everyone, for attending. I'm going to call this meeting to a close.